This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, August 24th of 2025, 5:20 in the p.m. This is webisode 820.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for
insert date here
2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2025?
Is it really?
I can't.
Think about that for a moment.
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And we are back.
Hola, senores and senoritas.
Charlie over here.
And Shaman over here.
Da-da-da-da-da. What is going on with you?
A little bit of nothing. Not a fucking thing in the world.
Yeah, nothing. Not much going on here either. Yeah, it's like another day.
I think at this point we're all just waiting for the world to end.
I'm not necessarily waiting for the world to end.
Whether it's consciously or subconsciously, I think everybody is. I think everybody's just kind of like, yeah, it's coming. The end of the world's coming. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing until the time comes, and then I'll deal with it then. Now, this is kind of brought on by there's this movie. I didn't watch the movie, but I watched certain scenes when I walked in the room. But there's a movie called The Life of Chuck. and it's about this character's life across three segments.
Yeah.
Old, young, and middle-aged. And the story starts backwards, and you see him as an adult in the first segment. And in the first segment, everybody is freaking out, but they're quietly resigned to the fact that the world is ending. For some reason, all the stars in the sky are going out of existence. All these horrible things and unexplainable things are happening on the earth. And like I say, everybody's just kind of like, you know. And I thought, well, that's I like that. That's kind of what we're going through now. It's what we're going through now is not as obvious, but it is still kind of a world-ending, you know, kind of thing, with all these almost wars, and we've got nukes and they've got nukes and everybody's got nukes. Just fucking do it. Just fucking do it. Get it over with. Tired of the waiting.
Oh man.
As somebody has said in another movie I was watching, the worst part about dying is not dying. That's the easy part. The worst part is the wait. The waiting.
Jeez.
I know. That's why somebody, it was years ago. I think it was Jerry or somebody, but somebody once made the comment to me, you're going to die. You need to stop with the cigarettes. You're going to die. And the only reply I had was, when?
Yeah.
That's not funny. I'm not trying to be funny, motherfucker. I'm saying when. I'm bored. I want to see if there's anything beyond this. You fucking better be something beyond this. That's all I know. It fucking better be something. All right, enough existential talk.
So, I know that. All right.
So, let's see. First up on the agenda, I didn't get scammed. For those of you who didn't listen to the last show, long story short, I saw a Batman whiskey decanter. I fell in love with it. Didn't think about what I was doing. Immediately ordered it. And then realized the speed at with which I moved and ordered it was not a good idea to research
that company. Yeah, make sure it was a reliable company. Yeah. It wasn't some kind of a scam.
Right. That's usually I'm real good about researching. So the wife was like, you got scammed, man. You got scammed. We need to go ahead and cancel that card. And I was like, no. Don't cancel the card. I said, I don't think I got scammed. I got a perfect record. I've never gotten scammed, never got a virus. in my email. Now that I've just said that out loud, I'm fucked. But no, I was like, no, that's okay. Let's just see what happens. And sure enough, like a day later, I got a shipping notice on it. And I assumed it's some made-up bullshit. It'll send me some website.
Yeah.
Some crap on it, you know. All right, you know. Well, I got two or three shipping notices as it made its way along across the seas from Korea.
Yeah.
And sure as shit, went out to the mailbox Friday. Box, a nice light. I mean, I'm talking, how heavy is that box? It's not as heavy as a carton of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's light. Package came, marked South Korea and everything, and I'm like, okay, you know what? I think I get what's going on here. Sure enough, opened the box. It was like the size of a, it would hold the contents of a can of Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Is how big it was. Yeah, that's how big it was. It was rather small, but it was, the description was accurate. They never told me what the size was. They just showed it next to a glass, and I assumed it must have been a very tiny glass. And I didn't realize it at the time. But they didn't lie. I mean, you know.
The only
thing that wasn't there that I assumed would be was, for some reason, I had it in my head, because it was, that's the way it was in the picture, but I had it in my head that it had whiskey in it. It had whiskey, not bourbon, but whiskey. It was supposed to have Jack Daniels. And I laughed my ass off because, no, it didn't come with whiskey in it. What it did come with was a
brown blood water?
No, a black Jack Daniels neck shrink.
Yeah.
Was on it. As if somebody had carefully cut one off a bottle of Jack Daniels, put it on that neck, and then heat shrinked it to the thing. So yeah, it looks like a bottle of Jack Daniels, but again, there's nothing in there. You know, it came with the bottle and a cork.
I thought you sent me a picture that it looked like it had something in it.
No, what it is excuse me.
Shit. It is, because I think you sent me a picture, and it looks like it had liquid in it.
Yeah, it does. It does. The glass is actually colored. Most of it is clear, but the bat symbol is like this brownish gold. That's what looks like a drink in it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, no scams for me.
No, yeah, still good. You're still winning that game.
Yes, I still have my perfect record. That's the way it should be, by God. If anybody would like to buy a Batman bottle, no, I'm kidding. I'm going to set it up on my shelf. I will say this. It was definitely an expensive bottle. Because that bottle with taxes
and everything.
Oh, I would think so. It was like $40, $42.
For a bottle.
A little bottle. For a little bottle.
About the size of a cologne bottle.
There you go. That's about, that's the right size. That's the right size.
Yeah.
Like,
why would you even bother putting anything in that one? Two drinks.
I won't.
Done.
Matter of fact, I can pretty much guarantee you, it's sitting here in its box. It'll eventually get moved over to the I need to do something about these things pile.
Yeah.
And I'll probably never see it again. Never see it again. I'll probably never take it out and never put it anywhere. I just know I've got it. I own it. And when I die, Barb gets to deal with it. That's the cruelest thing I could do to her for when I die. The single cruelest thing, and it's I'm doing it, but it's not really intentional, is leaving all this shit behind for her to have to deal with. I just I can't imagine. I mean, it's a daunting.
No, I can't either.
Oh, no, it's a daunting looking task. Just from my point of view, being alive and going, well, I can sell most of this stuff and make good money off of it. She's not even going to do that. Barb, I guarantee you, Barb will tell Shelby, take what you want.
Yeah.
You know, take the books you want for Sydney or for yourself or for Foster. And I'm just going to get rid of it tonight, the rest of it. And Barb, well, I can guarantee you, Barb's going to call a shop. She'll call a comic shop. She'll have them come out and look at what there is. They'll make her a batch offer, and she'll take it. because Barb doesn't know any better. She doesn't understand, you know, the value in some of those out of print books.
Yeah.
She doesn't get it, and she wouldn't, because she's
honestly she doesn't care.
And she doesn't care. Yeah, she doesn't care.
No.
I don't blame her. I don't blame her a bit.
And she'll probably say, okay, and you'll all come and get this, and I won't have to move it. You can just take it yourselves.
Exactly. Exactly.
She'll come with those companies. Come out here. You pay me for all this. You move it out. All right, I'll take a little less because you're all taking it out.
Because you're getting it out.
I don't have to mess with it. I don't have to mess with it.
She's got about 1,000, 1,500, 1,000 or 1,500 Blu-rays and a few DVDs to deal with. Hundreds of comic, not comic books, lest somebody get confused.
Yeah.
Not hundreds of comic books. Hundreds of collected comic books.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of those books contain anywhere from 10 to 15 or 20 issues. Some of them, like the omnibuses, carry as many as 50 issues in one book to be sat and read through.
Yeah.
I have hundreds of those sitting around. So the equivalent of a few thousand regular comic books laying in stacks around here.
Yeah.
And like I say, a lot of that stuff's way the fuck out of print.
She'll probably call me to say, hey, you want to make a trip up here and see what you want?
Yeah.
I'll probably go.
I can. You'll either be like, there's some good books in there. I'm going to get some of that shit. Or you'll be like, you know what?
I'll be like, that's just not where I.
Exactly.
I'll just be leaving it for Terry, probably. Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
And Terry be like, fuck that. What are you bringing all this shit in the house for? Yeah.
Yep. I could see that. I could see that. Every time I bring something home, Barb makes the same comment.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to do with that? What'd she say?
What would you say? Oh, no, believe me. Because if we had some place to put it, it would be a different story. I'm like, it doesn't know. Again, it's going to sit no matter what.
Yeah, and you'll eventually sell it, or she will.
Yeah, or she'll just, when I die, she'll call somebody up. Hey, you'll come look at all this, see if it's worth anything.
Get rid of it.
You just take it. Take it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Terry's like, no. Oh, yeah, you will.
Oh, yeah, you will. Yeah. Yeah. I try to teach Barb constantly.
Figure it's 20 years from now, you'll be like, oh, yeah. Yeah, just take it. Mm-hmm. I'll probably forget about it. It'll be for whoever. If you go before me, I'll forget about your shit. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's got stuff up there. And when I die, whoever is around to take it will take it.
Damn.
Yeah. We'll be like, all right.
It's too bad because we're both going to leave.
I'll let my new 30-year-old wife take care of it.
Always on the lookout for the future ex-Miss Steve.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Nice.
So,
Lord,
we were talking earlier because Peacemaker's back now, and the first episode was this week, so we're all excited about that. Okay. We were talking about subscriptions and HBO Max and everything else. We started talking about all our subscriptions, and and that led into every time we go to the internet for something, we run into paywalls.
Yeah.
When I see an article, it's paywall.
Yep.
This paywall.
Everything paywall.
And you're like, oh, I got some of this. So let's go ahead and just jump into what is your deal with the paywalls.
My solution, there's a program out there. I think it's available for other browsers. But if you use Chrome, I know it's easily available. There's a, what's it called? Let's see. Remove cookies. What is it? Cookie remover. Let's see. Shit, it's just called Cookie Remover on my screen.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty much just a generic program. But what it does is most sites identify you as already read your limit or whatever by way of cookies. So basically you can just click this button on the menu bar and it'll clear your cookies. And most websites, you really reload the page, it'll come right up.
Yeah.
But the other way, like there's a lot, like the Washington Post and places like that, that don't use those specific cookies that get deleted. They use the one that's not deleted, and they will cut all your articles because they also cut all articles. They give no free articles. But the way around that, when you go to a website, if you look up in the upper left-hand corner of Chrome, next to the house, the homepage button,
Yeah.
There's a little refresh. If you hit that refresh, you will get a little X while it's loading.
Yeah.
As soon as you hit refresh, the second that X comes up, you hit it. And okay. That will break the little sub routine that's loading the page and telling the system, nope, you don't get this for free. Here, join us and, you know, join with your email and get 2 free articles. And then you can join, you know, for the year. And if you hit it just right, you can stop that from ever coming up. I'm sitting here doing it on Forbes because there was an article I want to read about this this K-pop demon hunters. But, yeah, there was an article I want to read. And, of course, it's behind a fucking paywall.
Yeah.
Forbes has got everything behind their paywall. I hate that shit.
Everything's paywall. It's like you know, I'm sorry. And the thing is, if it's behind the paywall, I don't care.
Yeah.
If it's that important, I'll get it. It'll pop up somewhere else.
I'll hear about it, yeah.
If it is that earth-shattering of an article, if it is, you know, pulling the curtain back on everything, it will pop up somewhere else.
Well, that's the other thing I do to find these articles is I'll take, like, this. The headline on this article is K-pop Demon Hunters jumps to number 1 at box office during limited release. I will take that headline. If I can't get the actual page to load or if it's paywalled, I will take that headline, pump it into Google. 9 times out of 10, that publisher has released that article or sold it to some other magazine or online news to run. And 9 times out of 10, you can find that same fucking article another page with no paywall.
Yeah.
And most people never realize that. I hate paywalls. God, I hate paywalls. Oh.
They are annoying.
Oh, God, they're annoying. So speaking of K-pop Demon Hunters, apparently...
Which I have no idea what this movie even is.
I do and I don't. It's a horror flick. It's a fantasy horror, I guess you'd say. It's a Netflix movie. Apparently, this is... Oh, scared the shit out of me. Apparently, this is
kind of animated, too, right?
Yeah, it's animated. It's animated. And it's a Netflix movie. And it's going to Netflix almost immediately.
They're
going to
get a little run through theaters first.
Exactly. And apparently, it's pulling in big money. Big money. So, let's see. Roughly 1,700 theaters sold out an estimated 1,100 screenings. Wow.
And the thing is, when you look at looking at screenshots, I mean, it almost looks like you're Fortnite.
Yeah, it does. It does.
It's that same kind of animation book.
Yeah. Yep. It is. Very, very similar. Yeah, apparently that's the big number one. 18 million. Apparently Netflix doesn't release final numbers. They hold that shit close to their chest. So the industry has to basically guess between a range. But they're saying their educated guess is somewhere between $18 and $20 million.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money for an anime movie from Asia. That's a lot of money at the box office for America. So I think Netflix is also, I get the feeling they're testing this out, testing the waters, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
To see if they can get away with, you know, putting something on their service and then at the same time doing it in a theater and still making a decent amount of money. I'd bet money $18 to $20 million first weekend take is a guarantee there'll be more from that series on Netflix.
Yeah.
I mean, that's big money. You know, nothing when you consider, you know, Captain America opened up with $125 million or what was it.
Yeah.
This is anime and most of America has no idea or no interest, I guess you'd say, in anime.
Well, I don't know. Is it really anime?
As far as I know, yeah, it's an animated film.
Okay. Oh, it is animated. But I think anime, I think, you know, more, you know, the traditional Japanese, not those kind of...
You're thinking chicks getting fucked with tentacles.
No. Okay. I'm thinking like, you know, the Dragon Ball Z shit. Any of that kind of stuff. Is, you know, the manga stuff that has been converted over into movies
right
more as anime.
Right.
As opposed to, it looks like, you know, anything else you might get from not quite as good as Pixar, but definitely DreamWorks shit.
Okay.
Where it looks good, but, you know, it's just they've just made it a little bit more Asian and overpronounced certain features.
Okay, yeah. Big eyes, you know. Et cetera, yeah.
Big eyes,
small noses, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know if they would consider that still traditional anime or, if they, you know, the purest, that's not anime.
I don't know what the real I have to wonder what the real definition of anime is. Or if it's just Asian animated films, just a generic term for that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's worth maybe looking up at some point, but not today.
Yeah,
I don't care right now. No. I really don't care at all.
Nope.
I was wondering if there's somebody probably listening. That's not anime.
Just animated. That's all that matters. Yeah. It's animated. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but that's the number one movie you're going to try to watch. And...
Yeah. Let's see. It's number one at the box office. Number two, Weapons. Which, boy, that just seems to be the end-all, be-all movie. Everybody's raving about it. How good it is, and it's, like I say, third weekend at in the top end of the box office. Would have been their third weekend. I think it would have been their third weekend at number one. Yeah, third weekend. Yeah, everybody expected it to be number one until this K-pop Demon Hunters came out of nowhere and bashed the numbers. Released by the streaming. Wow. Released by the streaming service in June. But Netflix decided to bring it to theaters for a sing-along limited run version for one weekend. Huh. Hmm. 1,700 theaters. Wow. Well, I think this is a standalone. I don't think this is a series of movies that already exist. So who knows? Yeah. Maybe I'll actually watch it if I'm getting in on the ground floor. That it wouldn't be a bad idea to start watching it, because I do love good anime. Let's see what this article. God damn it, Forbes. Fuck you, I'm not reading it. Let's see what else. Come on, go back up here. Did you give no other numbers? You gave first and second, and that's it? You fucking putz.
Wow. Dang.
You fucking. What the fuck? How about. Box Office Mojo. Let's see what they've got. There we go. Latest weekend. Let's see, K-pop Demon Hunters number one with 18 million. Weapons number two with 15 million. Freakier Friday hanging on with 9 million. Fantastic Four still in the top five with 5.9 million. Bad Guys 2 animated 5 million. Nobody 2. That one surprised me. It only got 3 million. It's only made 16 million U.S. so far. And this is its second week out. I really expected that one to do more. It totally threw me for a loop. Totally expected more. Superman is 7 with 3 million for a grand total.
And that's on streaming.
Yeah, it's on streaming now. Yeah, yep. And still making numbers in the theater. It's got 346 million U.S. so far.
Yeah.
Naked Gun, I don't know if they consider this a success or not. 3 million, 47 million so far U.S. That doesn't sound like a hit. Yeah.
No, I don't know what the budget was for, you know.
Good question.
You know, again, I would imagine it had to be at least 100.
Let's see. I think 42.
Okay, so it's basically going to break even.
Yeah, it'll break even.
Yeah.
At least. It may get a little more.
Gross $86.4 million worldwide against a $42 million budget.
Okay, well, that's reasonable. Once you throw out the world numbers, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Honey Don't, number 9 from one of the Coen brothers. And Jurassic World Rebirth at number 10 with 2 million. It's made 335 million so far.
And what was Fantastic Four?
FF was number 4 with 6 million for a grand total of 257 million. after 5 weeks.
That's not necessarily great.
It's not stupendous, but they're still,
no,
from what I've been reading, they're still respectable numbers. It's still considered a hit, and it's made back its money.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, we're out of that phase 1, 2, 3, yeah, and 4 era where every movie makes, you know, 900 million or more.
Yeah.
I think until you get to the 2 Avengers movies that are coming up, I think those days are over for the time being.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you've got any characters or any stories that are thrilling or interesting enough, I guess you'd say, to make a movie or to really get back on track with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they need to get their shit back together. And they may do it with the Avengers. Matter of fact, once they do the Avengers, they've already said they're rebooting the universe. They're resetting the universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, there's your opportunity to bring back Iron Man and Black Widow and, you know.
But the thing is, though, it's like you're not going to have those actors. I mean, it's almost, you know, I mean, even though how many times have we seen Batman or anything else?
That's true. Know? With a different actor, yep.
No, the thing is, it won't be reset of every actor.
No, no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to reset, but I think some of the actors that are still there will continue on.
I hope so. Like Hemsworth. There's no reason for Hemsworth to jump off. He's, you know.
No, God, no.
No, he's perfect.
I mean, yeah. I mean, with the exception of Downey, I can't think of any reason anybody ever left. It's like, what the fuck else you got going on?
Yeah, there you go. Evans, it'd be interesting to see Evans come back to play Cap again for a few movies.
See, I think he was just more of just tired of playing the role.
I think so, too. I think so.
Yeah, I think that was just more of it, yeah. I don't think he was like, oh, I'm going to go off and make bigger things.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's, and what we have seen.
And then again, though, let's be honest, if it wasn't for that role, nobody even know who he is now.
Probably not.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, he won the Knives Out movies, did some, you know, side stuff, but nothing that's, you know, ever
really
made him a household name.
Right. Nothing's really hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be nice to see him come back.
That
would be cool. I'd love to see them throw everybody for a loop and fucking bring back, when they do a reset, bring back Iron Man and bring back Downey to play him.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
They won't do it.
But I still think at that point, he'll be going to be, how old will he be?
Exactly.
He'll be knocking on 70.
Let's see.
Oh. He's 60 now, isn't he?
60 or close years to old. It. He's my age.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he's less than a month away from me. Wow, that's funny.
Yeah. I mean, I can't see you having 65-year-old Iron Man.
I don't know, man. You got 65-year-old fucking Tom Cruise running around out there for Mission Impossible.
Well, that is true. He's probably getting the stem cells from Scientology and shit.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, they're pumping him full of whatever they get.
Yeah. You're probably right. You're probably right. Chris Evans is 44.
He's got the L. Ron Hubbard, you know, stuff. There you go. Medicine that's being pumped into the aliens.
He's going to be alive for hundreds of years.
That's right. And still looking the same.
Still looking exactly the same.
Not quite exactly, but it's damn close.
Yeah, it's damn close. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he's one of those who, every time I look at him, my first thought is, God damn, you're aging well. You're aging too well.
What's your moisturizing secret?
Yeah, really? Seriously? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, every time I see Downey, I'm just kind of like, well, you don't look 60 years old, at least compared to me.
Well, I think Downey's case, I think that's just hair color, skin color.
Could be.
And, you know, I think that, you know, because there's pictures he does look, you know, that he's
his age.
If,
yeah.
If he doesn't color his hair, if he cuts it down, you get close, you see the wrinkles and everything else. Tom Cruise, you don't even see that.
No, you don't. No. Drives me nuts.
And Tom, what, is Tom 60 or is he older than 60?
60. Oh, I thought it was 65. He's 63. Yeah, Cruise is 63. I didn't know Pedro Pascal was already 50. Shit. I thought he was in his 40s. I am lousy at guessing people's ages.
Oh, anymore? It's hard to tell.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, once you hit about 30, it's like everybody stays that same similar look for about 20 years, 30 years.
Yeah.
Just small little changes here and there.
Right.
I mean, you can go back and look at, you know, Downey in Iron Man 1.
Yeah.
And you can tell a little bit. Not a lot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but again, with effects and everything else now.
Yeah.
But for the fact that Tom Cruise still pulling off the stunts and shit.
That is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
As I've said before, he is the actor I love to hate because he's so good and he's such a good actor. But for some reason, there's something about him that I just don't like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for some reason. I can't remember the last time I saw a Tom Cruise movie. I can't even. I genuinely can't remember. It's been decades. Matter of fact, the last movie I saw of his was probably the first Mission Impossible.
Okay.
It probably would have been the first or second Mission Impossible.
You didn't watch Top Gun Maverick?
Oh, fuck no.
I didn't think you did, but maybe you got wrapped into it with barbed wire.
Oh, no. No, I set her up. That was one of those movies where I got the print. I set it up, hit play, and went, okay, here you go, babe. Here's the remote.
I'm not even hanging out long enough to say I watched the opening credits.
Yeah, not even. I'll be in the next room playing with a computer and playing with my toys, man. You just have fun and enjoy that. She loved it. She thought it was great, which is funny because, I don't know, compared to what she normally watches, that is not the kind of thing. A bunch of, you know, testosterone up guys flying around in planes and blowing shit up. Not the kind of thing she normally watches.
Yeah.
So her fandom for that one kind of blows my mind. It's kind of like, that makes no sense whatsoever. But okay, I guess. So, but let's see here. I lost my paper.
So, let's see. Have you finished up Wednesday yet?
No, I'm still trying to go slowly. I've watched the first two. So I think I've got one left.
Yeah, I've already finished it up.
No, sorry, two left. I've watched two, there's two left. And then we're like, what, week and a half, 2 weeks away from the second half of the season?
Yeah.
Now, you did finish season one, right?
Yes, I have finished season one.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I finished up season one. Right now I'm on to, I'm not watching. Oh, the new Hank, or new King of the Hill on Hulu, which has been pretty good. It feels kind of like the, you know, continuation.
Right.
You've got the more culture shock stuff going on now.
Yeah.
You know, where the world has moved to since he left.
Right.
He left and went to work for some Middle Eastern oil company for propane.
Right.
And they kind of had him on a compound. That made it seem like, you know, he said that compound was more like Texas than Texas is now. He moves back and he sees all the stuff there. But the characters are all still pretty much the same. Bobby, of course, is older now. He's got his own business and stuff like that.
But right.
It still plays pretty well. It's not, you know.
Okay.
It's not really political or preachy or anything else.
Right.
I mean, it gets a few things, but, you know.
Yeah, that's one of those shows that everybody I know was a fan. It's not that I wasn't a fan. I just never got into it or never watched it.
Yeah.
So I never got hooked in. But the few times I've seen, you know, an episode or two, it hadn't been bad. I mean, I've enjoyed it. Any show without a fucking laugh track pretty much nowadays.
Not true.
I mean, there's nothing that'll turn me off of a program faster. What was it? We were watching something last week. Oh, it was Norm. I threw on an episode of Norm, and it was a perfect example of just how bad a laugh track can be, because I'm sitting here watching this episode. All the jokes that are landing aren't getting applause. The jokes that are landing and getting applause from the laugh track are not funny or just corny. And I'm like, okay, if you can't place the laughter correctly, just don't do it. I'd rather you not do it anyway. I fucking hate a laugh track. Don't tell me when to laugh. I know when I'm laughing.
You know, especially when you watch anything that had the laugh track removed from it.
Yes.
And you just see how flat it all is.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like the Big Bang Theory was a big example.
Oh, very.
When they showed the clips of that without a laugh track.
Right. I just.
And the pauses as they wait for the applause.
Yes. There you go.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck a bunch of laugh tracks, man.
Yeah.
Don't do that shit. That's one of my favorite things about Superstore. No laugh track.
Yeah.
And I'm sad because I'm almost done. I think I have four episodes left. And I'm wanting, as much as I'm trying not to, I want to rush through them to get to the end to see how the series ended. Because that was a series where they did know in advance they were going to be canceled. So they did an ending for the series.
Yeah.
And I'm dying to get to the ending to see what happens. But like I say, I don't want to blow through them all because then I'll have no more Superstore to watch. I got to find a new show. I guess I might switch over to the Norm show. Maybe we'll just watch the Norm show because that's only three seasons.
Yeah.
It's relatively short. Yeah, maybe we'll watch Norm next.
Yeah. Course, I can't remember if that show was good or not.
Oh, Norm? Oh, I remember it being good. Just watching the first ep, I was like, okay, I remember this now. Parole agent, you know, blah, 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 blah. Or was it parole agent? Wait a minute.
I can't remember what he was. But yeah, Lori met a sports writer.
He's a disgraced sports writer.
One of the shows he was on, he was a sports writer.
This one, if I remember right, he's a disgraced sports writer.
Yeah.
If I remember.
That's the one with Laurie Metcalf?
Yeah, Laurie Metcalf, okay. Ian Gomez. It had a crossover with like two or three actors from the Drew Carey show. What's funny is, and it slammed me like a ton of bricks. I looked at the screen and realized it. As soon as you see that their the set for their workplace, as soon as you see that set, if you're a fan of the Drew Carey show, you immediately go, "That's Drew Carey's office! Holy shit!" And you can tell so easily. It's the same exact room that they used as their office, just with the desks in different places and with no.
I wonder if anybody's ever done that. Gone through television shows that use the same sets.
Right.
And pointed out that this was this and this was that.
Yes, there's a couple of boards out there on the web that actually keep track of that shit. That actually lists, you know, this show was filmed at this place and this place. I think it was the Brady House has been used in multiple shows and movies as a cast member's house at some point in the story. That's one of the ones that were used. There were a bunch. I saw an article once that, you know, this set or this street appeared in this show. Oh, what was it? Desperate Housewives. It was the main street that they showed in Desperate Housewives was actually from some other show. It wasn't the Brady's, but it was something akin to that. Might have been Eight Is Enough set or something like that. Something that made me totally go, what? I wouldn't even have imagined that, you know. Those two shows using the same set. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's God, man, my throat today. There are quite a few.
Oh, mine is too. I didn't need to say, something's going on right now with my throat. I'm like trying not to cough.
Yeah.
On the show. It was like, I don't know. Terry was cleaning up. I was out on the patio. And Terry was doing some cleaning out there.
Yeah.
And maybe that stirred up some shit that got in my throat or what, but.
I think my problem is I didn't get my chest rattled this morning because I didn't take a shower. And usually, as much as being in a hot shower is a problem for my breathing, at the same time, the steam tends to open me up a little bit. And like I say, today I just got up and went, fuck a shower, and just came downstairs with my coffee. So that's probably why I feel like crap in that respect. Yeah. Let's see. Did I have anything else written down? I don't know why I had Hulu written down. By the way.
Oh, no, we were talking about something.
I don't know.
With Hulu. And I can't remember what it was. We were talking about with subscriptions and Hulu. You said you were watching a lot of stuff on Hulu right now.
Yeah, that's where you like. Yeah, that's where Superstore is, and Barb's watching. What was she? Oh, she's watching My Name Is Earl.
Yeah,
she was looking for a series to watch and stumbled across that, and she's rewatching.
And
that.
How's that held up?
I think it's held up good. I watched the. I was in the room. She fell asleep. I was in the room while the first episode was playing.
Yeah,
and I was watching it, going, you know what? I like this show. I had forgotten. And if I remember right, that is also a show that doesn't have a laugh track.
No, it doesn't.
Does not have a laugh track. And it's so much more enjoyable that way.
That one did, and so did Raising Hope.
Yeah, Raising Hope. There you go.
Yeah, none of these shows have laugh tracks.
Yeah, there you go. The good ones don't have the good ones.
Honestly, I wonder if that show plays better now in the current environment.
Oh, Earl?
Earl, yeah.
Could be. Yeah.
If you're looking at it through the lens, it's like there are more people like Earl and his friends now than there might have been then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I agree.
But, one show I've been tempted to go back and start watching again, but.
What's that?
I mean, like, Monk. I come across an episode here and there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it really holds up.
I think.
The look just.
I've watched a couple of episodes. It runs. I can't remember what channel it is, but it runs on one of the channels on YouTube TV like.
Yeah.
10 hours out of the day or some shit.
Yeah, they'll have those marathon days. They run that.
Right.
And they'll run Law and Order or something like that.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Exactly. I have tuned in a couple of times. And watched a couple of episodes of Monk in the past year. I think, yes, it holds up, but I don't think enough time has passed. I was still doing the whole, oh, there's so-and-so from so-and-so. And, oh, I remember how this one ends.
You had none of time passed that you forgot how everything ended.
Exactly.
Or what the twist was or how he got it, how he figured out that was the guy.
Yes. There's not enough time has passed to forget. So you know,
I never even watched
the
movies they made.
Oh, you never watched the movies?
Series. Never watched the two movies.
Oh Jesus, you need to. Okay. Those movies were really well done.
Yeah,
they were really well done. Did you see the COVID one?
No.
Oh, dude.
No, I haven't watched anything since the show ended.
Oh shit, you've missed at least one, maybe two movies. I can't remember if they've done two movies or one movie. I know they've done
and
one.
They're probably on Peacock too, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're on Peacock.
See, I don't have Peacock. Drop that shit.
And there will. Let's see. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let's see.
I mean, Peacock. You know, once everything starts getting past $10 a month for subscription.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck it. I'm out.
Exactly.
You know, I don't watch too enough shit on here
to justify it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm almost to that point with Netflix, except Netflix brings stuff on every once in a while that I do want to watch.
Right.
Yeah.
It's funny. Side note. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if it wasn't for the fact that I've got the Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max all put together, I would have dropped at least two of those.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, the thing is, Disney by itself is, God,
$15.99. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm getting all three of them for $30. I'm like, okay, I can justify that.
Yeah, yeah, I can do that.
And there's so much stuff on Hulu.
Yes.
As far as old stuff that you can watch that maybe never watched or FX shows and things of that nature.
All kinds of stuff. Shit.
Yeah. And then I always forget to go check out Max and see what all's on Max. I'm sure there's actually really good movies I can go back and watch and I have to go look for a different streaming service or
there is. There's some good series there too. There's as a matter of fact, there's a lot of good series there.
Yeah.
A lot of them. Let's see. Yes. Psych has done three movies because I see three listed here. Psych has done three movies.
Psych did not age well for me.
I have not watched an ep since it ran, so I don't know how well it aged. So
I saw little clips of the movies and then like the bit kind of got old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once everybody kind of knows, he's just a detective. Now he's not faking being a psychic. Or
right. Yeah.
It kind of got. Yeah,
goofy.
Yeah, once everybody was kind of in on it,
right?
all the main cast and the chief and everybody else is in on it. It's like,
yeah,
you know,
he was just really good at watching or seeing things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was very observant.
Exactly.
So, let's see, and I tell you what, though, if we can get away, because I saw another one now from these series that are the documentary series,
right?
You know, like from the people who everything's like a basic The Office,
right?
Premise, yeah. But we're all talking to the camera to explain. I'm like, we gotta stop. We gotta stop. I saw a new one that's coming out on NBC. It's like, oh, from the creators of The Office, and it's like it's another series.
It's a
where
sequel.
They're gonna be talking to the camera.
Yeah.
And it's like, stop.
I agree.
You know, if you have to sit there and explain the joke, but honestly though, they have to because well, with The Office, they had to because yeah. If you didn't. You would have been so repelled by most of the characters.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't have that little interlude of, you know, what that person was really thinking.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Scott's character would be like, oh, my God, he's horrible.
He's horrible, yeah. And I've had managers like that.
Yeah.
What is the name of the new one? Shit.
It's the whatever the newspaper one is.
Oh, Office.
They're working at a newspaper.
The paper.
Yeah, there you go. The paper,
there you go.
Yeah, so it's like, okay. And they have the Jim side-eye the camera and
right.
Just all that shit.
All the goofy shit, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Premieres September 4th. 10 episodes available for binge watching.
The one I really liked, the episode I really liked, of Abbott Elementary recently.
Yeah.
Was the crossover episode with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
It was pretty good. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty good.
Just because they're so horrible.
Yes.
And I did not. I only saw the FX. Was there an ABC version of it too?
Hmm. Of Abbott?
No, that had the cast from Sunny. Oh, It's Always Sunny.
Well, they both did a crossover. Yeah, the cast from Sunny appeared on Abbott. On...
Okay, see, I didn't see the Abbott Elementary.
Okay,
first.
That's the one I saw. Was the Abbott one?
You didn't see the?
No, I didn't see the Philadelphia.
where the main girl calls oh shit, what's her fucking name? Damn it, what's her name? The actress. I can't even think of it right now. Sweet Tea.
Sweet Tea.
I can't even think. No, from It's Always Sunny.
Oh.
Shit. I can never and I like this actor. She married Rob McElhenney.
Oh, wait a minute. Fuck. I know who this is.
And,
hold on.
And she's in the new show High Potential or whatever it is. Which is actually pretty good.
Yeah, High Potential. Oh, that's the main girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
One minute. Hold on. That's shit. Caitlin
Olsen.
I know,
right? Yeah, yeah.
Caitlin
thank
Olsen.
You.
Yes.
No relation. no. Yeah. But when the main girl from Abbott Elementary is talking about her, and she, I'm going to say something bad. I'm gonna say something and calls her a cunt.
Yep.
It's like, and the guys are, did we say bitch?
Yep.
That was hilarious.
Oh, nice.
Just because they were so bad. Because they were the main focus of all of it. They were stealing all the copper out of the walls and shit.
That's the other show. I am so close to watching that because it's what is
it,
it
is.
Now, 13,
it's really good. Oh god! Yeah. Well, the thing is, they're all like six episode seasons.
Right? Yeah, 6 to 10.
It's not like you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you could watch you know an episode a day and be done in a couple months.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Easily. Yeah. I mean, look how fast I've gone through. through Superstore, and it was only let's see.
Those were 22 seasons.
Yeah, 22 episodes, right? And it was 6 seasons long.
Yeah.
So I bashed that fast. I'll go straight through Sunny in Philadelphia. Actually, no, it'll take about the same time because it's in season 13 now. I think that's a show that Shelby has been trying to get me to watch for years.
Yeah, you can almost skip over the first season.
Well, that's. I've heard
you can't
that
because
said.
Really, it, because really, that's when Danny DeVito comes in on the second season.
Okay.
And from everything I've read and saw, it's like you don't really, you're not missing anything. You're not. There wasn't like any big developmental story
in
you missed out on.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll. I wonder what the let's see, what's the Ep guide listing? Give me Ep Guys. Always Sunny. California. Let's see. Always Sunny in Philadelphia. All right. Yeah, 10, 7, 10. Whoa, 15, 13, 12, 13, 13, 10, 10, 10.
Oh, shit.
10, 10, 10. Okay, they settled for like the past 7 or 8 seasons. They settled into 10. And then the past 3 seasons, they've dropped back to 8. Yeah. Oh, there you go. The first episode of the season was titled "The Gang Fucks Up Abbott Elementary."
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny. Good title. Yeah, maybe yeah, we'll take.
Well, now that you can kind of see where everything on cable changed.
Right.
Where they quit worrying about language and everything else.
Yes. Yes.
Because like, I guess I hadn't really watched some shows on cable. I got FX and things like that for a while, and then I started hearing all the F-bombs. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're...
I'm like, well, we're cable. We can go where the hell we want to.
Yeah, they're heavy now. It's I don't think there's a show, an adult-oriented show that I watch that at some point doesn't use fuck. I mean, you know, Peacemaker, another great example. They did some, man... There's some
That's
shit
HBO,
in that.
That's HBO, though.
Well, it's true. That is HBO Max. But there's some shit in that series. It's just been one episode so far. And the first episode was the orgy scene blew my mind. And Barb, too. Both of us, you know. Guys came on screen with full frontal nudity, and Barb was just pointing at the screen, looking at me going, what? I'm like, I know. It's crazy. Like, I guess James Gunn was just in the mood to have a field day or have a lot of nude people on set. Because that's a lot of people.
Yeah,
I mean, it's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Surprised the shit out of me. And several F-bombs. And there were a few things that... I hate seeing him run around in tighty whities, though. It just looks so weird. I don't know why.
It's because like he's just such a muscle dude.
He is. He is.
And it's like when you see him in it, it's like, dude, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no.
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 That doesn't work.
But yeah, exactly.
Well, I think we're...
I think...
Yeah.
Here we go on the box office. We order everything else. I'm trying to think if there's any shows or anything we missed.
Oh, Alien Earth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're watching that. I have not watched it. I will not watch it. But,
fuck! It's just getting better.
Yeah.
Anybody who's not an alien fan.
So.
Right, yeah. I was going to say, but anybody who's an alien fan out there... Fuck, you need to be watching this. They have recreated the whole feel of the original movies and everything. And when I say original movies, I mean 1 and 2.
Yeah.
They have created that paranoia, claustrophobic feeling in this series. It's just, it's creepy, it's unnerving, and it's just
Now, where
a damn
does it take
story.
Place in the timeline of, let's say, the Alien franchise? It
takes place in the year 2120. Which is, I think, like 40 or 50 years, or maybe less, before the first movie.
Okay.
So they kind of establish in this movie, they've added massively to the canon for this show. They're adding massively. This time it's not just they went out and found the alien and found eggs. This time it's we found eggs. And we found this species, and we found this species, and they found a total of 5 different species of creatures that are all deadly.
Yeah.
And are all in containment. And this one, it fucked me up the moment it came on camera. There was one creature. It looked like an eyeball on a stalk, and it ran around.
Ooh.
Oh, dude. It's one look at it, and you're like, oh my God, because the first look you get at it is you walk into a room and they see a cat on the other side of the room and the cat slowly turns its head and it has this giant fucking eyeball in where its eye was and it looks like a human eye and suddenly it detaches and the cat falls over on its side and it goes for one of the people that are in the room and she's, you know, basically she throws up her hand and catches it with her hand, and it's got all these tentacles that's trying to get around her and get through her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's fucked. It's fucked, man. I was just like, oh, my God, don't let it get her eye, because I don't want to know what it's going to look like and what's going to happen. Please don't let him get...
You know it's going to happen at some point.
I know it is. I know it is.
You know it's going to happen. Yeah. That's going to be the payoff. It's like, we're going to keep building up until that thing finally gets an eye. Yep. Maggie, no.
Yeah. Somebody's going to get it. But yeah. It's just... Oh, it's so good. So good. And it's taking place entirely on Earth. Yeah.
Yeah, which, you know... Which I was okay.
Yeah, it's interesting when you back up the first Alien movie up against this, and you find out all this, you know, in Alien they were out looking for a life form and they didn't know it. You know, in the first one, there's another company, Prodigy, who are actually searching for life forms. They come back to Earth, it crashes, and Weyland-Yutani, the original company, is on site immediately and taking over everything and getting all the creatures rounded up. And Prodigy's like, it's our ship, get the fuck off it. And they're kind of in a power struggle right now with Weyland-Yutani already having gotten all the creatures.
Yeah.
And Prodigy wanting to get them back now.
Okay.
Like I say, great movie, or great series. Well written, great acting. Timothy Oliphant he's a trip as this synthetic. He plays a synthetic.
Okay.
And...
Yeah.
He's so good in this role. It's such a non Oliphant role.
Yeah.
It's not like anything he's done before.
Yeah.
It's not really a tough guy. It's just this observer who's off to the side, constantly watching what's going on and giving input at various times. It's fucked up good. Fucked up good. But.
But well, that's I won't be trying it, so that's it. Okay.
Nah, I didn't figure
so, that. All right. Well, we are at the end for this week, and we will be back. We'll see. We may or may not be back next week for that time of year, right? Well, next week is actually I've got a fantasy football draft. It's also Labor Day weekend.
Oh, that's right.
So,
it is fantasy football.
Yeah, we may or may not be back next week. We will see.
Yeah.
So until we talk to you again, you all have yourselves a good one. We are available if you'd like to make a donation to the show. If the PayPal donate, has anybody ever donated for me to play Animal Crossing?
Oh, for your Animal Crossing, no.
No,
which good. I thought I could. I should also say, if somebody wants to send him the cartridge for Animal Crossing, let us know. Let us know if you're tired of your Animal Crossing for the Switch and want to give it up to him for a while.
No,
we can get him that
not.
Way. Or not.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So,
whatever.
We're at the end of the show.
Whatever.
Leave us a review if you would like to or not. Either way, we'll be back when we come back. And until then, have yourselves a good one. And we'll see y'all later.
Later.
If you'd like to send an email, email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Make some noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable. It's...
I'll mollify it with some sounds.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.